Oh, there's one.
Hi, my name is Kyle at Local Splash. How are you today?
Alright, Kyle, how are you?
I'm good, thank you for asking. My colleague asked me to give you a call with regards to your Facebook ads.
Yeah, I know you guys had made some adjustments last year as far as the targeting, because it was getting like out of state, like leads that were just way too far.
Yeah.
And it has gotten better, for sure. I do want to say that, but
yeah,
I'm still getting some here and there. Like I received one Saturday for one that's all the way in Iowa.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I'll take a look at the targeting. I mean, it is, sometimes there is one that slips through, but are you saying it was just that
one? Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine with that. It's not a huge deal. Yeah. You know what I mean? All it's doing is just taking my time to, you know what I mean, search it and look it up and stuff like that. It's not, other than that, it's not really hindering anything as long as it's not hindering anything on the Facebook side or anything like that.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, I had a question. I had asked her, that what is the typical budget amount that people spend that actually see really good results?
It really depends on the size of the area and stuff like that, and like what you're getting. Like we always, like for a form fill campaign, like a lead campaign like you have, I always say to just start to test the area with like the sort of budget you have, and then people will gradually increase. I mean, we have some clients that are doing $300, like $10 a day, and they're really happy with that. But some people will go up to like $1,000 and stuff like that. It just really depends on what you're
doing. And I think I'm at $200 right now.
Yeah, $200. And how are the lead, apart from like the lead that obviously isn't within your area, I mean, how are they going? Like, have you got jobs from those leads? Are you seeing any return on the current investment that you're putting in? Or?
So last year, I wasn't seeing anything, which was very odd, and that's why I had brought it up, because when I first started with you guys, when I first started, that's where I got all of my jobs from, was from Facebook. Even this year, I mean, I know it's just the beginning of the year, and I am getting leads, I am getting calls, so it is improving, but it's still not like how it was in the very beginning, I would say that. And obviously at that time I wasn't even spending the $200, I was only spending the $100. But, I mean, I talked to the last person when I increased it to $200, I told them I wanted to try it at $200. And that, and see how that goes, and then I would probably go ahead and increase to the 300.
Yeah.
So, I think I want to try that to see if that's going to increase the results.
Let me just see here.
Because, I mean, the area is still so, it's only so big, you know what I mean? So, but I also did increase my service area as well, so I'm hoping with a combination of both those things and everything that I am, because it is, once I increase the service area on Google, I have been getting more calls for like, you know, those towns and stuff like that, so I don't know if it's the same settings on Facebook that they are on Google, or are they all the same areas, service areas?
No, because I think I spoke to you in January, and we narrowed the areas down a bit, because there was I think a lead back then that came through that wasn't, and and when we were doing that, the reach was about 120,000. But I've noticed in the last month or so, there's been quite a few leads that have come through from the campaign, and in general, I have seen a lot of campaigns do better. In the last few months with Facebook ads, there seems to be a bit of an improvement in like the lead number, which is good to see. They have also changed sort of how some targeting works. It relies heavily on their like algorithm and AI now and stuff like that. So I was just looking at the campaign itself, and the reach has increased, like with those areas and stuff like that. So it does look like,
yeah, you're definitely right. And like I said, I have been, like, I'm starting to see an increase, especially from last year, already, and it's only, you know, we're still in March, so I am excited to see what this year brings, but I also want to make sure that I'm not staying stagnant waiting. If I have to get that budget to the 300 mark to really, really see those results, then I think I want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me something, where was the, I'm just opening the lead from the 28th, it's just taking a while. You said it was on the 28th that you received one.
It was Saturday. And it was for, it was all the way in Eldridge, which is in Iowa.
Okay, let's see here where that is. It's at the same state.
Huh?
Oh, in Iowa. It's in Iowa.
Yeah, and I'm all the way, I'm in Illinois.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
it's next door.
Yeah.
But that next door is a little ways away.
So I have, oh gosh, I have, you know, spoken to, like how, like, there's a, sometimes we get assigned like a Facebook ads rep from Facebook, from Meta, and I have asked him about this because I do notice, like, I had a client that does appliance repair in New York City, and we were very specific about the areas because obviously one place that looks close on the map is so long in traffic, and we kept on getting leads from areas that I actually excluded. And they did explain, which it doesn't, I do get it, but also don't get it, but what happens is somebody was in the area and then they go back, sometimes the ad will still show to that person because Facebook, the locations haven't updated and stuff like that. So it can happen, especially something that's closer to you, it does make more sense with that, in that regard. So that could be the case why, it came through. But did you, speak to that person, or was it, because what I have heard from some people is as well, like, they call back the leads and sometimes they're not always responsive, so I always like to hear how the responsiveness of these leads have been for you as well, if that makes sense.
Give me 1 second and I can tell you right now. I'll look to see what the latest leads were and I'll tell you what came about from them. Let's see here.
Oh, I see the one for Ebony Wilson actually called you as well.
Yeah, so that one I just went to today, and she actually called me last year to give her a quote. So it was kind of, she already knew me.
Oh, and then she saw you on Facebook again. Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
And then
so I went over there. Yeah, so then there's that Eldridge one. So let's see. Mike Sokolsky, that one was also on Saturday. That one I went to today, and I sold it. So that one was a good one. Yeah, if I can make it to the lead, I am about 93 to 95% closing rate.
Wow.
I'm selling that job.
Yeah.
Wow. I just need to be able to get to the estimate, you know what I mean? I just need the estimate. The Broad Place, 509 Broad Place. That one is also sold. I just sold it.
Wow.
I did not get a hold of the Anna Marie Torn in Pekin. I did talk to David Greenwald. I sent them a prize. I haven't heard nothing. Bernita Ashwell, you see, that's all the way in Tuscola, which I guess that's kind of like the Champaign area, but that's like an hour and a half away. And I think I told them, boom, I don't think I told them Champaign, but I don't know. I might have. But I tried to narrow it down to like a 60-mile radius.
Yes. Let me just see here. I don't think we have.
That might have came from my website. Yeah, no, that one came from my website.
Yeah, we've got about a 60-mile radius, because I just put a radius on the, and it goes, and then we do have a, not, what area is this? Sorry. Normal. Oh no, Bloomington.
Yeah, and that's like about 50 miles. So I'll service that area. I do want that area targeted. Pekin is this fine too. That was a good one. I just didn't get a hold of the person. A lot of spam. I get a lot of spam.
Yeah, it's common, especially like with the website, having a website and everything. You can.
Yeah, no, I'm meaning like they're messaging me on Facebook.
Oh yes, but to click a link to like recover your account, or there's been a violation and stuff like that.
Yeah, now since they haven't been able to get me with the violation one, now they send me the one that says, "Congratulations, you are selected to have the blue check mark or whatever."
Oh yes, just ignore. Yeah, that does. Especially when pages are advertising, it literally starts immediately. And you would think like Facebook might do something about it, but they deactivate the accounts, but then the person just goes and creates a new one and keeps doing it. So it's very frustrating. But yeah,
instead of just blocking the IP.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's what I would do. I'd just block the IP. If somebody wants to keep doing it, then guess what? Nobody on that IP can touch Facebook.
Yeah, no, it's a good idea.
That IP is no longer trusted.
Yep.
All right. Well, yeah, I definitely am going to do that increase.
Okay.
I am happy with the results. She kind of just really connected me to you because of that question that I had about the budget.
Yeah.
And she couldn't answer it. And then I had mentioned to her about but I did tell her that, you know, it's a lot better. Everything's better already.
Yeah.
You know, one or two here or there, it's fine. You know what I mean? Glitches happen all the time. So I'm not, there's so many more things that I could be angry about or, you know what I mean? Or that I need to worry about. Then.
And also with Facebook as well, like, you know, some people don't like to fill in the form, and then you might see that they click the link to your website rather. So, you know, sometimes you might, even though you might not see a lead coming from the ad campaign as well, just having that exposure as well is great because people can go to your website from it as well or check out your page. So, I mean, it's not, even if the leads were a little bit less and you were still... you're still being shown then people can come through your website through the Facebook ad as well, so it's not just the form. So I think it's a good thing to have, and I think she wouldn't want to tell you to just, like, increase it by so much because just to check that I can have a look at how big the area is, because if the estimated, like, audience size is so small, it's not always worth going too high with the budget, but you do have a good with the audience size now. It's like about five estimated audience size, obviously, like where it could reach is up to 500,000. So it is a good size. It's not a small area at all. So I think $100 wouldn't hurt. And if you continue to see the leads coming in the way they are now, then perhaps you could look at increasing it later down the line if you want to. And let me just see, because you're also doing Google Ads as well, I see. So that could also lead
coming to your website. And I'm trying to make sure that I don't, you know, go too crazy and just increasing the budget, and then it's actually hurting me, you know what I mean?
No, I hear you. Well, I mean, if you put the Facebook up to 300, then you've got 300 going on Google and 300 on Facebook, which I think is a good split, and then you can maybe reassess in a few months to see, okay, Facebook might be working out better, or maybe Google is working out better with the website leads, and then decide what to do from there, you know. And also, you don't have to keep that, say, if there's like a quiet month where, you know, there's less money going around. I know that does happen with seasonal businesses and stuff. You can always, like, decrease the ads
budget. Oh,
not for Google
I
ads,
didn't know that.
Not for Google ads. Google ads, the minimum.
But the Facebook ones.
Facebook ads can go down to 100, yeah.
Gotcha. I did not know that. Okay, yeah, because I probably could have did that during the wintertime. But honestly, I mean, I was still getting calls, but a lot of it was through my website. But
yeah,
they could have been on Facebook and clicked on.
Exactly.
Click on my link.
Yeah. Exactly. So there's like three different funnels people can go to your website, obviously through like search on Google, then the Google ads and Facebook ads. So I think it's all good to have. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you did want to go up to 300, but then you think, oh, it's a bit much for me in winter, then we can always take that down to 100, you know, so.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, thank you so much for letting me know that.
Yeah. Okay, so should I go? So do you want to increase it by the extra 100 from when you next bill on March 17th, or?
I'd like to do it for the month after, starting
okay,
in April.
So when you bill April 17th, we'll add an additional 100 for Facebook ads, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And I'm not sure if that's the month where they give me, because I think like every other month I get my price is different because of loyalty
code,
whatever.
Oh, yes. So I see you had a loyalty in January. Why can't I see your February? Oh, that is February. So February you had loyalty. So then I think March.
March, okay. So then let's do March then. Let's go ahead and do March. Because, you know what I mean? I don't want to skip that month. Yeah, so let's do March. Yeah, we can start it in March. That's fine.
Because I see, the loyalty that you got, there was a loyalty credit this month for February payment. So I think March is the normal payment, and then the following month would be loyalty again, if I'm not mistaken.
Let's do it the first way I said. Let's do it for the. I want to start it on the one that has the loyalty. Yes, please.
Okay, cool. I'll just check with her, and then what I will do anyway is I'll put a reminder on the account for when that does happen, and I'll just pop you a call just before we do it to make sure you're still good to go ahead with that.
That is perfect, and I appreciate that very much.
No worries. But yeah, is there anything else I can help you with right now, or?
No, that was it.
Okay. All right, perfect. Well, it was good to speak to you again. I don't know if you remember, but we did speak in January.
Yeah.
I will put all the notes on the account, and I'll just check on your loyalty payment thing, and then I'll give you a call back just before your next billing for April to say, oh, you're still good, and then we can go from there.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Perfect. No worries. Have a great afternoon.
You too, Zach. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.